Is it a beef brisket?
I don't know. Sometimes we, Betty makes up or you can buy it. At the markets, uncooked brisket that they prepared.
So it's not steak, though? Barbecue is not steak?
No, it's not steak. It's cheaper than steak, actually.
Okay. In the morning, you might brew some.
I might use.
You might brew something to
coffee.
Help you wake up. Mm-hmm. And what are some foods you might eat with coffee?
Well, I love grits, which is a good southern dish. You know, here it's hash brown potatoes, mm-hmm. but the minute you get east of. Get into Louisiana and on over, it's grits. They don't even serve hash brown. You don't even have to ask for it. And I have formed a real liking lately for grits. And so I fix myself grits.
You make cheese grits?
Well, no, I
like
don't put
cheese
any cheese in them. They're just delicious the way it comes out of the
yep.
box.
Yep.
Quaker Oats makes them.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to cream of wheat in a way, but I like it a lot better. Betty doesn't care for it, but
mm-hmm.
I like grits too. And I remember hearing people when I was stationed in the South during the war and everything, or when I was traveling, taking our daughter to school at the University of South Carolina, would drive a lot of times because we wanted to see the country, which
mm-hmm.
neither one of us were familiar with, my late wife
mm-hmm.
and I. And I got to hear people say in a Southern accent that I just can't do without my grits.
Now, when you mash up apples and put them in a jar, what do you get?
Apple jam or jelly? Apple jam.
Or if you buy it at the store, it's called?
Apple jelly?
Mashed up apples in a jar?
Well, I don't know. Other than if they're making jelly out of them, but I don't know of a dish that is just. Literally the mashed up apples. I'm not familiar with.
Not like applesauce?
Yes, well, yes, applesauce, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm familiar with applesauce.
Now, some of these questions are about the farm and the ranch. So, you know, you've been on a ranch a little bit, but you don't really know, you know, so.
A great deal about them, no. I've been on them, but.
So I'll just see how many of these things that you know about. What would you call a fence that you can sit on, that is sturdy enough that you can sit on it?
What would I call a what that you could sit on?
A fence.
A fence that you could sit on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Other than fence, you know, you see pictures or I used to see cowboys sitting on a fence that's broad enough to
mm-hmm.
hold their bottoms.
Did you ever hear it called a rail fence?
No, although I've heard of rail fences, meaning that they're made out of wood and periodically there's rails, that is, planks, and so that there's an aperture between them.
Oh, okay. So is it sturdy enough to sit on, or is it not?
Well, again, it depends on what's on the top. If it was just a thin plank, it wouldn't be very comfortable.
Right.
But the way, like in the movies or... broader wood or a broader beam there that they can sit on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Horses, where would they keep horses in an enclosure?
Corral.
Uh-huh. And you put the cow out to... When you want to let him feed, you put him out
to pasture?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you would play football in a football...
Football field.
Mm-hmm.